Continuing with Professor Ort, on 16 March 1972, the first slide of this is on tape 9B. So you were saying that the press gave him quite a bit of money in the beginning.
And within Belgium, this unfortunately went very slowly, and so by the time we were in 1965, several designs had been made, several different designs. Of course, in these course of these years, the requirements had changed and our designs had been changed. And by 1965, it had become quite clear that we couldn't continue in this slow way without being certain that the two governments would actually contribute to the project. And in an extensive discussion between the departments of education in Belgium and Holland, it was decided in 65 that it would be better that Belgium would withdraw from this project and that the Dutch would go ahead without Belgium. At the time, this was complicated by the fact that there was another international project in which both Belgium and Holland took part, namely the European Southern Observatory. And the Belgian government in 65 made it clear that they couldn't do both. And at that time, it was our own interests also that Belgium should not leave the European Southern Observatory combination. So this seemed, I mean, we agreed, all of us, that this would be the best solution at that time.
It's also true that there's, very little radio astronomy done in Belgium, so that there was not the natural interest.
No, there was some interest in solar radio astronomy by the Brussels group. But this also developed very slowly, and of course this was one of the reasons why the progress was slow in Belgium. If there had been more pressure by the astronomers, it might have gone better. Anyway, at the end, I'm not so sorry about this discontinuation, because it made for a simpler project, so we had to restrict ourselves after that and do with a little more than half the total sum we had originally had in mind for the cross antenna. And so it was decided then to simplify the design and to, instead of a cross, to construct a line antenna and use the rotation of the Earth to get the synthesis in the same way as had been done by Ryle and his group before. And this made it possible to complete the instrument much more quickly than would otherwise have been possible, and also to make it simpler. And this simplification at the end turns out to be a very important factor, as you know with your own contacts with Westerberg at the moment. The fact that you have 12 telescopes is already a great complication in all the improvements you want to make in your receiving equipment, and this would have been very much worse if it had been a cross.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
So perhaps this was a fortunate development after all.
When two countries became one, the cross became a line, essentially.
Yes.
Was there much debate as to how that should change the design at the time, or was it pretty obvious?
No, we were fairly soon agreed on it, and because we had all been thinking a good deal and during all those years. And it was mainly, I think, Professor Miller at that time who was very anxious that the first project should not be overcomplicated. And we had a very good reason for this. We had no experience with interferometer methods in Holland at all, and so it seemed better to start with not too complicated the design to begin with. And this change also made a change in the location. When we were still working on a collaborative project with Belgium, we had been looking mainly for sites in the south of Holland or north of Belgium, which would be acceptably located for both countries.
Mm-hmm.
after the project became an entirely Dutch project, we had more freedom of choice in the location in Holland, and that's how we came to Drenthe, after all, in the location.
Back near where Dwingeland is. I assume that's the quietest radio place in Holland. I assume that is the quietest radio place in Holland.
Presumably,
or
yes.
One of the quietest, yes, anyway, with yeah. available
There were some fairly good locations in the south of Brabant, which we had been looking at before, but there were more military airports in that general region, and so it wouldn't have been quite as good as this. So this was in 1965, and at that same time then the design was definitely frozen, and construction was very, pretty soon afterwards construction was started. And the actual operations, as you know, started only in the summer of 1970.
Right, the recent history I know pretty well. The recent history I know.
It's not so interesting from a historical, not yet.
Although maybe by the time I get this book written, I don't know.
Although it is true, of course, that our hope that we would profit from studying spiral structure in other galaxies, for instance, I mean, as one of the projects has been fully realized, and so I'm not at all disappointed in this.
Well, it's been a beautiful thing, and like you said, the Dutch had virtually zero experience with interferometry,
yes,
and the thing worked right from the beginning.
Yes.
That's more than other people can say.
Well, that was due to the excellence of many people.
It's a beautiful instrument. Well, thank you very much.
That concludes the interview with Professor Oort at Leiden on 16th March. 72. The first parts of this interview are on tapes 3B, 4A, and 9B. And if the playback sounds to be going too fast, that's because the batteries were very weak and it was recording too slow. Sorry about that.